You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, that concert from that song, live from Hawaii, was the money that was raised for the Pearl Harbor Memorial there in Hawaii. Exactly. Do you remember that?
I remember that. Yes.
People don't realize, I mean, they've now redone the whole thing, and we're talking about it obviously because today's December 7th, and I worry that millennials, I mean, I know it was a long time ago, but, you know.
76 years.
Yeah, I realize that. And if you go to, if you've been to Pearl Harbor, you realize, you know, it's a very nice park, and they've redone the whole thing, but when you take that boat ride out to the Arizona Memorial, I mean, it's a very somber thing, you know, all these years
very
later.
Very much so.
But people forget it in the early 1970s that Elvis Presley raised all that money to redo it the last time they redid it with those concerts from Hawaii. I just remember thinking it was live on satellite. It was a very big deal. And they broadcast it. It wasn't actually live. That was the big lie. It was like all smoke and mirrors, and they actually recorded it earlier. But as a kid, you have zero idea of any of that. It was just a guy in a jumpsuit on a stage in some place called Honolulu that you had no idea. We're going to do something similar next week. We're going to broadcast live from Richland Community College, and it's our great pleasure to welcome part of the cast. And I want to say part of the cast because there's a lot of folks in this play. But Jerry Johnson and Rachel Rodiger and Jason Albright are here from the Kablooey Group to talk about the Merry Old Holiday Radio Show. Let me first start, and I know we've probably had this conversation, but where did the name come from, the Kablooey Group? It's not a word I use often. I know what it means, but it's. I mean, if you grow up watching cartoons, you know
right.
This.
That's exactly why we chose it.
Yeah. All right, but how did that happen?
It's a fun word. It's actually a word that Jerry and I for. A totally unrelated project thought of years ago.
And we never
kind of brought
used,
it back.
So
right.
It kind of got put on the shelf.
Yeah.
All right.
But it to us, because of what it means in a cartoon, you know, it's a it's a blow up. It's the sound of creative cohesion. It's when all the elements come together and you get something awesome. Kablooey! You know, it's a eureka moment.
And it's an easy one to remember, too.
Yeah.
And it sets you aside. So how did you guys form this group? Because you had been involved in various other groups and performances. I mean, how did this sort of unit...
Well, I'd say it started with Spamalot. The first show Rachel was involved in when she came here to Decatur, and you remember that a few years ago. We were all involved in that show, and we got to be pals. And we, you know, once you start working together and you enjoy one another's spirit and energy and intelligence and creativity, you think, let's work together again. And so we just started thinking about what else we could do. And you know, you and I and Jason and together or separately had all talked about doing something Christmassy, a live
over the
radio
years.
Thing.
Yeah.
And so we started talking about that again. We thought this would be perfect project for this group.
Okay. So is it like, and I promise you we'll get to the show, but I find this fascinating. Like, you know, go back to like Yoko Ono and the Beatles. And I mean, you know, I'm sure there are artistic sort of temperaments and groups, and you find people that you have creative similarities or differences. I mean, is it kind of like that in the theater world, like a band?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but I think that's what the beauty is, you know, is you have all these different personalities that are coming together to create something, and you play off of people's, you know,
strengths.
Yeah, their strengths, and you fill in for people's weaknesses.
That's the great part, I think, about theater. It's so collaborative that when you start brainstorming on things, like, holy cow, I never would have thought of that. I'm glad you were in the room, and you know, and even a bad idea may trigger a good idea in somebody else. Mm-hmm. So that's the great part.
But when people come to see the play next week, I mean, they're not going to have any of that in mind. But people who don't create something. Also don't realize the dynamics of I mean, every you drop somebody in this show, it changes the dynamic of this show. So it is a lot of personalities and having sort of chemistry and all those things that are really hard to sort of pinpoint and explain to people.
And I will say that it's interesting that you mentioned that because, again, we wrote this show. This is a wholly original show. And we knew the people that were going to be in the show. So when I was taking all the ideas we came up with and actually shaping the actual show, writing it, I wrote in their voices. I wrote for specific actors.
Steve Shepper and Mitchell Van Zandt and Sue Powell, all those people. Those characters were created specifically for those individuals in mind.
Mm-hmm. They were shaped towards those people. And one of the things about last year versus this year is we actually had two characters that swapped.
Really?
Towards the end. And so I had initially written them for who they were written for, but then we swapped roles, and little elements of that stayed in the show last year. This year... it's been largely revised, and a lot of that really did. I mean, our destination for the show is the same, but the way we get there is different because you change one thing and then it's a domino effect and all these additional things have to then re-fall into place. And
all right,
so it's the same show, but it's a different show. But it's interesting that you bring that up with, you know.
And I think we should note it's the same show with Heat because, you know, that is a big deal. So when you look at this new location, and it wasn't anyone's fault last year, just, you know, circumstances, you know, happened. And the show, the Lincoln Theater was heat. The boiler went down and it
was storm
just,
weekend.
It was so cold. So you're not going to have to worry about any of that this week. It starts next Thursday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th at 7 p.m. at Schilling Auditorium. And as we did last year, we're going to start. So if you come Thursday night, you're going to see the first half of the show, and then you're going to be part of a live radio audience as we broadcast the actual radio show live on 103.3 FM and 1340 AM, and then streaming live on Nowdecator.com or the Nowdecator app. You'll be able to hear it. So it will be self-contained. I mean, listening to the show, not being there, the full hour will make sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
But being there, you're going to have all the lead up to what happens in that radio show. And then, of course, you're going to enjoy the show the rest of the weekend.
Right. And you can come on Thursday and enjoy just what you described. Or if you just listen on Thursday night at 8 o'clock and listen to the radio show and then come on Friday or Saturday, then
you get the whole backstory.
Insight mm-hmm. in the whole backstory.
That you're not, that you won't hear.
Right. In the radio hour that.
That you're not, that you won't hear.
The in-house audience will hear.
All right. So you can go to Nowdecator.com, and there is a link inside the Merry Old Holiday Radio Show for you to buy tickets. Tickets are $12 in advance. They're $15 at the door. What does Schilling hold as far as
$375.
Yeah. It's a beautiful. I think it's not that it's underused. I'm just not sure everybody in the community's been there.
Yeah. And it's a great space to see a show. The acoustics are terrific. The seats are really comfortable. It's just. Especially for patrons, it's a great space to see a theater, ample parking, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Now, Jason, you know, obviously it was a collaborative effort, but you did a lot of the writing.
Yes.
So explain to me, for someone for the first time, that no participation last year at all, what is it about, and give me some of the elements so that people can understand what they're going to see starting Thursday.
Sure. So it is... It's a story of radio performers. This is a traveling radio troupe for a long-time radio show in our story world.
Yes.
They have made a stop in Decatur. They are going to perform their Christmas show, and they just so happen to have one longtime member of their troupe retiring, and that sets off all of these little stories with all of the characters that play out during a fully broadcastable hour-long radio program, which, again, we will broadcast here live. So... The first half of the show, you get to know the characters. You get to sort of see the stories playing out. And then the second half, resolution happens within that radio program. But you won't hear that live on the air.
No.
All you're going to hear is
the
radio show.
The actual radio show.
Yeah, so sketches, songs, and
so you can listen to all that Thursday and then come out and see the full production Friday or Saturday and get the full scope.
And it'll play on a much different level once you know those backstories.
And we've got 12
really
or 13
cool.
songs, I think, in the show, and they're throughout the show. Act one and act two. And the fun thing about the show is it's kind of like White Christmas in that it's surrounded by Christmas, but it's not about Christmas. Mm-hmm.
And two brand new songs.
New songs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's not. So anybody that did come last year, you're not going to see the exact same show. And I'm sure, like anything else, it evolves and adapts and changes with time. We can't wait. Thursday, 1 week from today, airing it, starting it at 8 p.m. Or roughly around that time. I'll check with Jeff. But get out and get tickets. You can get tickets through the Nowdecator link. There's a link inside the story there to click and buy tickets, or I'm sure they can get them at the Arts Council.
Right, or kablooigroup.com. Yeah, call the Arts Council or just stop in. We're selling tickets there, too.
All right, so $12 in advance, $15 at the door, and it's next week. It'll be the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. It's a beautiful theater. It's a great place, a nice, intimate place to see a show, and I would imagine that this plays even better in that setting than it did last year.
Mm-hmm.
How many nights have you been rehearsing? How long has this been going on?
We've been going for about, 6 or 7 weeks with the cast, and we rehearse Monday through Thursday, though this weekend we have some weekend rehearsals as well, just to make sure that, you know, we're where we need to be. So we've been working on this a while. The three of us have been working on it even longer than that.
Sure.
We try to meet once a week, year long. So
then we've got our three musician combo. Doug Nicholson is our maestro and piano player. Dick Borders is playing bass, and Lavelle Pete playing drums.
All right, so it's a bigger cast than just the three of you, but we really appreciate all the work that you guys have put into this. It's pretty amazing. It's a unique original piece right here in Decatur. You won't see it anywhere else, and you can listen to it at 8 p.m. On Thursday, and then get out and see the show. Tickets are available now, and it's the Merry Old Radio Holiday Show. I still have problems with that. I don't know why.
Me too.
It's just me.
If you sing it like Merry Old Radio Holiday Show. Yeah.
That's great stuff. All right. How you doing? You miss the WSOY MCA challenge?
I miss it a lot. Well, you know, I do miss it. I miss the group, but I've been going every day on the noon hour for their Body Blast class in the training studio, which Molly and Angela do, which is awesome.
It's good stuff.
Yeah,
and somebody plans to run her first 5K.
That's right.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good for
December
you.
31st.
Well, we appreciate it, and we had a lot of fun. We'll see you at class. It's good stuff. All right, that's Jerry Johnson, Rachel Rodiger, and Jason Albright from the Merry Old Holiday Radio Show. Get to nowdecatur.com and get your tickets today. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.